Welcome. You are listening to Living, Loving and Learning, the blog and podcast on SolomonArrow.com.
Your job is a gift from God, for which you should always be thankful. An attitude of gratitude works like magic. It changes you and everything around you, and can ultimately change the people with whom you work. Someone has said that our attitude is the last freedom that no one can take from us. Hello there, my name is Solomon Arrow, and I am delighted to have you listening in. Today, I am speaking on the topic, Thank God It's Monday, how to get the best from your work. Oh God, it's Monday. Thank God it's Friday. These are common phrases we hear at the workplace, or which people use concerning their jobs, the first and last working days of the week. They seem to connote that work takes the fun out of life. Getting to it on Monday is like going through the very gates of hell, and taking a break on Friday is a great deliverance for which one has to give high praise to God. Those five working days are the most uninspiring in the lives of many people. Others are discontent in no small measure. A little wonder, some get home every day and their families bear the brunt of their frustration. And the circle goes on almost all through their working life. There are people with the following mindset. Work is a necessary evil. After all, I have to provide for my family. What can I do? Those who have this kind of attitude more often do not love their work. And some of them are piqued because of those who seem to be enjoying theirs. Most times, the frustration stems from the fact that they may be at a job they do not enjoy. Statistics show that most people work at jobs they would rather not be in if they had a choice. But you have a choice. That choice is the attitude you have towards and at your work. And no one can take that choice from you. Your work should be one of the joys of your life. God created work, and I believe He created it for us to enjoy. He created it so that we can express the creativity, skills, and wisdom unique to each of us. He created work so that you can be a blessing to others. I am at a job I hate. This statement expresses a painful reality for many people. Some in the short term may not be able to change their job. Please, unless the situation warrants it, do not leave your job if you have not gotten another to replace it. But even if you cannot change your job, you can change your attitude towards it. Let us start there. Love your work. Love for our work begins at changing perspectives. There must be something positive about your work and the people you work with. Honestly, there's nothing good about it. How about the check you take home every month? Many people do not get half of that check in a month. Honestly, that one is peanuts. But it is a check. Also, show yourself friendly. If you want to have friends, the Bible admonishes in Proverbs 18:24. We usually like to go to places where we have friends. No one wants to be around Mr. Steve Grouchy. You must have had met him in one or two places. Have you not? I hope you do not meet him in the mirror every day. You can build lifetime friendships at your workplace. Make friends. Some people met their spouses at the place of work. I don't think they achieved that by being Miss Sandpaper Crosspatch. It's a matter of attitude. Another thing you can build at your current workplace is experience. Believe me, a person's experience is a knowledge and skill you can never take from him. Work at your job. Develop new ways of achieving your work goals and be creative. Develop new skills on the job. It makes you a better person. Do not have what I call the classic civil service work ethic. Sit down, look, chop, I chop. Even if you are in the civil service, be different. If you are a Christian there, do not forget that you are the light of the world. Stand out. Be unique. There is a biblical work ethic. It is to love your work, seeing it as a means to glorify God. It is to be at it joyfully and faithfully, working as though you were working for the Lord Himself, no matter who your boss is, yourself or someone else. It's a matter of attitude. Servants, in everything, obey those who are your masters on earth, not only with external service as those who please people, but with sincerity of heart because of your fear of the Lord. Whatever you do, whatever your task may be, work from the soul, that is, put in your very best effort. There's something done for the Lord and not for men, knowing that with all certainty that you will receive the inheritance, which is your greatest reward, the Lord Christ, whom you actually serve. Finally, always believe that God who created work will bless the work of your hands with success and promotion. When you are faithful in the little He has placed in your hands, He'll reward you with greater things. It could be your own business, a better position in your present workplace, or even another place. It could well be a job you love doing, in which your hobby becomes a main source of income. See your job as one of the opportunities you have to express one of the joys of life, the opportunity to be productive or fruitful. Produce to the max, and let God bless the work of your hands. Again, it's a matter of attitude. Your job is a gift from God, for which you should always be thankful. An attitude of gratitude works like magic. It changes you and everything around you, and can ultimately change the people with whom you work. Someone has said that our attitude is the last freedom that no one can take from us. Jesus said, "I must walk the works of Him who sent me while it is day." Let us have Jesus' attitude to work, whether it's Monday, Friday, or any other work day. We can be faithful, committed, and grateful to God for work and at work. It's a matter of attitude. Are you a child of God? If so, you are blessed to prosper. Your work is a trust God has placed in your hands, and He wants it to prosper beyond your wildest imagination. Concerning the blessed people, Psalm 1:3 says, "Whatsoever they do prospers. He will be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the bricks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season in his life. He is never dry, never fainting, ever blessed, ever prosperous." Whether you're in business, paid employment, or working at home, you are blessed to prosper in all that you do. As you develop a right attitude to work, may God bless your work, whether the times are difficult or not. Remember Joseph, the son of Jacob? God was with him and blessed him despite the circumstances he had to operate within. He was faithful to God in all he had to do, and he got promoted beyond his wildest imagination. Joseph had a great attitude and got the best from his work. God is not a respecter of persons. He can do it for anyone. He can do it for you. Thank you. Do not forget to keep living, loving, and learning.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Solomon Arrow is an author, pastor, teacher, and speaker whose passion it is to help people become what God desires them to be and through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, fulfill His plan and purpose for their lives. You can contact Solomon through his website, www.solomonarrow.com.